Blog Talk Radio.
Great attention needs to be dedicated to prayer and
vigilance. So, with that said, we are doing our part by promoting this program, My Prayer Closet, through our Evangelical Church of the Celtic Cross, here with the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. So in our prayer requests, I'd like us to lift up in prayer Brother Frederick Meekins. He sends us his request about his mother, Bonnie, who is in immediate, overwhelming need of healing for arthritis and other physical ailments. Also for Brother Jim Bonica. He is one of our native Buckeye boys and part of our local ministry here in the Lorain area from Parma. However, he is in upstate Maine visiting with friends, and yesterday was the anniversary of the death of his fiance by 3 years, Miss Chrissy. And he asks for prayer for her, as well as for all of those that have lost a loved one. Lately, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as you know, if you watch the news, we have lost a lot of people due to evil in this over the days, weeks, months, and years. So many of them are our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, Christians, that are standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ and the faith. And their lives are being taken away from them. So they become martyrs, but that's not what everybody should want. Also, we have a prayer request from Brother Kyle. Brother Kyle asks for prayer and divine guidance, and for those with special needs like Asperger's and autism, Down syndrome, and he would like to have a better relationship with others that do not have an understanding of the disability and illness that he and others have to deal with on a daily basis. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, our Lord Jesus Christ is the great healer. He is the healer of the physical body. He is the healer of the heart and the mind and the soul. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us lift up in prayer these intentions and your special intentions. As we go on to pray the Protestant Rosary, let us begin with our Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is the Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight. May be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part of you will make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Take me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope and enliven our joy, keep us valiant, faithful, and near of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory was of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the Virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God." For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us, and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the very word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you. Give a sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink. For this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him in purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They then struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross, he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, Behold, your mother. For the sake of sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus, and they bound it in strips of linen with spices. And he was laid in a new tomb in the garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this ends our Protestant Rosary Vigil for this evening. If you would like to know more about the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry and the Evangelical Church of the Celtic Cross, you may do so by coming to our international website, which is www.celticcross.org. www.cornerstoneministry.com. All lowercase, all one word. It's www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. And if you have a prayer request or you would like to mention someone's birthday, please email us at info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. That's info@CrossMinistry.com. In the subject line, you can reference this program, My Prayer Closet. In the body of the message, you can leave your name and the intention, be it a prayer request or a birthday wish. Give us the informations and the pertinence of that, and please, when you sign it, let us know what community, state, and country that you're from. We would love to hear from you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the very Reverend Dr. Cardinal Andrew Patrick with the Celtic Cross right here on Blog Talk Radio and Celtic Cross TV Network, saying God bless, and we'll talk to you again, and pray and read your Bibles. God bless.